Je luistert naar de Welcome to Interesting Times podcast. Mijn naam is Eveline de Jonge en samen met Sis Jozip, Eveline Claire en Jonne Verhoog doe ik onderzoek naar makers uit Haagse broedplaatsen als onderdeel van het Ground Festival. Dit kunstfestival vindt op zaterdag 17 maart plaats op 3 locaties in het centrum van Den Haag, met als thema Welcome to Interesting Times. Maar is deze tijd wel zo interessant? Wij vroegen het aan Haagse makers die, de een uitgesproken, de ander meer subtiel, sociaal betrokken of politiek en activistisch te werk gaan. Uitgangspunt van het gesprek met deze makers is de door Sis geschreven tekst. Een link naar die tekst vind je terug in de beschrijving van deze podcast. Het werk van de makers die wij spreken is op zaterdag 17 maart te zien in de Gray Space in Den Haag. In deze aflevering is het de beurt aan Iliada Garalambous. Zij werkt in een ateliercomplex aan de Klepstraat. Iliada heeft geen tafel in haar atelier staan. Het is een ruimte voor echt fysiek werk. De sporen van keramiek zijn overal te zien. Het was die dag trouwens ontzettend koud buiten, dus de kachel staat op de achtergrond hard te draaien.
We've sent you the text that Sis wrote. Yeah. And there was a lot of things going on in the text. And absolutely. Was there one part that really struck you or that you felt that spoke to you?
Well, what made an impression on me from the text was that a lot of points were mentioned, why we live in interesting times or how you can see it. And that's a little bit also what I'm thinking these days, that there's so many factors that make our times really interesting. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, like how our food is produced and how we eat, how we consume, how politics shape our lives, economies, and environmental, technological things that are going on. So it's all the time like a fast forward movement in our society. So I find that a main part why it's becoming interesting nowadays. And I think that's a little bit the impression I got from Sis, that it's all these subjects in the air and a combination of that makes it really an experience.
Yeah, so the question in the text is also, is it that interesting? So, but you do, if you think about it, you do find it interesting.
Yes, I do, definitely. I do think it's interesting times.
Because you said it's fast forward, things go faster.
Yeah, things go really fast, but quite heavy things as well. It's because on one hand we have, let's say, the notion of the new today. We really live in this kind of era that everything is moving so fast and everything is new, and we're all the time looking for this notion of the new. So constantly, even in art, in technology, in production, in everything, it's so we're constantly searching for that. And then on the other hand, we have massive wars going on and really heavy subjects like economies are collapsing, countries are collapsing, people are becoming refugees and all this kind of thing. So it's like, for me, it's a bundle of things.
And is it a contrast in that way?
In a way, yes. In a way, yes. I was also having a discussion with Sis a week ago, how I see the Earth a little bit as being divided into two hemispheres. And they're both occupied with different subjects concerning our times. For example, in Europe, you can see people are more concerned with more theoretical things or issues, like technology is becoming really a big part of our lives, and yeah, like influx of people from other countries is really like starting to boil up in our heads also. But
what do you mean by influx of
like a lot of people are coming to Europe
like
now,
refugees, for example,
refugees, immigrants, and the main concerns, the political concerns, are for me standing over there. But people in general are more concerned with consumption and, these kind of issues, a little bit lighter issues, I would call them. And then on the other hemisphere of the Earth, people are actually suffering.
Yeah.
So I gave an example to Sis the other time, how I was surprised when I went to visit the Venice Biennale this summer. Like, you could see the Western countries had a certain kind of art that was more lively, more funny, more entertaining in a way, let's say. nice works, but it was more about color or about shape or about play, these kind of things. And the countries on the lower hemisphere, they actually had an activist character in their works. They were more political, they were really putting out a point like, we have trouble, we're in trouble, and these issues are concerning our societies at the moment, and people are struggling. So that was a feeling I got, like, one hemisphere, people are like relaxed, chilling, everything mm-hmm. is nice, we're getting welfare, we have health insurance, and in the other hemisphere, people lose their homes.
You're not from the Netherlands, you're from Cyprus, I think.
Cyprus.
Yeah, exactly. And the part or the themes that you choose for your work are not on, I think you choose the more heavier subjects,
yep.
like war and conflict.
Yeah.
Can you tell me something more about
yeah,
why
definitely.
You choose this subject?
Well, actually, it's a very good point that you brought up, that I'm from Cyprus.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a country that has experienced war before and is still in a conflict, but it's kind of a cold war kind of conflict that we have with Turkey, like
mm-hmm.
it's divided and occupied. So it's something that I grew up with.
Right.
I'm also half coming from a refugee family from the now Turkish side, so it was also part of my upbringing to have this double ideas. So this conflict, you can feel it
mm-hmm.
there. And also, like, when I moved here, it became a little bit more clear to me, because then I had the time to take my distance from home and see, like, oh, okay, I actually thought it was a really happy place, but there are more happier places, let's
yeah.
say, with less conflict.
Yeah.
So then it struck me, and so my work started becoming more political.
Ah, so when you arrived here, it became...
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, because then I realized a lot of things about my home that I didn't realize when I was in that situation, let's say.
Okay.
So then, yeah, I also came a little bit young, like at 19, so
mm-hmm.
growing up and living home and also experiencing that really became a factor of influencing my work in that way. And later, in 2013 and 2015, I really felt it strongly, because then also the economy collapsed.
Mm-hmm.
So at some point I was just stuck in a foreign country and couldn't take money out of the pay machine or something like this. So it really became scary, and it also made me feel that even if I live in Europe, even if I call myself a European, we have a difference.
Yeah.
The South and the West, let's say. So that even fueled my work even more, because yeah, then you realize that there are different values standing and different ways how countries are assessed and how people function within that. And even if you're in a multicultural society, you still have a path that pulls you back to
yeah.
a situation that you were before.
Yeah. And your family probably also still lives
still
in Cyprus,
yeah,
and they you also hear their stories probably. Yeah.
Exactly. And
yeah.
every time I go back, it's like an assessment of the country as well, because then I grow up more,
mm-hmm.
I develop myself a bit more, and then I can see it more clearly, like the things that are happening there.
And do you use this in your artwork?
Yeah, I think it's a main source of inspiration for me, actually. Yeah, because my work is quite political, and every time I go back there, I become kind of angry. So then it comes out in the works themselves. Like, I want to speak about these kind of issues, because I don't think Cyprus is the only country that experiences that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it goes a little bit more broadly for Greece, because we're with Greece, we're in the same situation. And a lot of my work in the past few years have been evolving around this idea of Greece as a culture and as a society that's experiencing massive shifts in its economy and in politics, and then coming down to the social changes that are going on. So I always feel a little bit strongly for that. So my point of assessing it was, what were you taught in school about your nation? Like this idea of the glorious nation.
Mm-hmm. Because you think of Greece with a rich culture, and
exactly.
I saw your works. You also use the typical shapes of the
exactly.
pots, or I don't know the exact word in English.
Yeah.
You don't? Do you call it
amphoreas?
Okay. Ah, all right. Well, I cannot pronounce it as nice as you can, but yeah, you use these typical shapes,
yeah.
but then you also smash them.
Yeah. Yeah, that work specifically was cut in half, and think of it. I know that symbol from school. Let's say like you get the history classes and they take you to museums and it's everywhere around because it's our cultural heritage. What it was a part of that glorious culture that resulted to this nation that is now crumbling.
Mm-hmm.
So from that idea that education and governments and societies are putting in your head, then you grow up and you see, oh my god, it's actually a collapsing country. So it's maybe it shouldn't be so proud and so laid back, because I always have the feeling that people are relying too much on our cultural past in order not to do anything about our present state.
And you would describe yourself as an activistic artist?
That's a bit of a difficult question, because on one hand I'm aware that my subjects go a little bit towards activist kind of art, but for sure definitely political art, but I always try to introduce some kind of poetry in the works, which makes it break off from this title of activist art. It's always more or less about my personal experience. So in that sense, no, I don't think it's completely activistic. I think it has a message, but it has more to do, for me, it has more to do with the poetics of this whole situation and the personal feelings.
All right.
I don't know if
so
that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I'm just thinking about like what is activistic art then? I mean, I don't have the answer, but so as you describe it now, it's a bit less personal or something.
That's how I see it, at least.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. A lot of times it has more to do with a community, or is built with a community, or it has
mm-hmm.
a definite kind of point, where I see my work a little bit having a more broad point kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
And who are the spectators then, or for who is it? And who do you want to see this? Is it inside the art community? Is it also, do you also want to send a message to the government of Cyprus, or?
Not the government so much, but the people, I would say.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, because, I mean, of course, the art crowd sees it, and they're the ones that are already being a little bit critical towards certain kind of issues. But potentially, I would like it to be for a broader public, like really people that are in the society. So I think the change comes from all of us. So I would like to speak potentially to all of us, let's say. And it is a bit of a choice in that way, staying in the Netherlands, because then I'm evolving around the Dutch crowd.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's also a good part for people here to see the difference between living here in the West and living somewhere else, or coming from somewhere else. What are the issues somewhere else? So
yeah.
I think it's also important for here.
And can you maybe tell a bit more about the work that you want to show in the exhibition?
Yes. So the work consists of wheels that are inspired by the wheels that they have on boats, like the life-saving wheels.
Yeah, the orange ones.
Yeah, exactly. But at the same time, they're quite heavy, they're quite massive, and they're covered in tar, which is a sticky, kind of disgusting material.
The ones you made, you mean?
Yes,
yeah.
The ones I made.
Yeah, I was thinking like, oh, are they heavy? No, these ones are heavy.
No, these ones are heavy.
Yeah.
Which is a little bit... So the idea, if you're drowning in the sea, then if somebody throws you this, you're probably going to drown and not be saved. So the words come from the idea, well, in my work I like the sea as an image. And since I also grew up in an island, I really feel something for the sea. So let's say my worst fear would be drowning, in a way. So then the whales come into play with that kind of idea, with that kind of emotion.
The feeling that you're drowning.
Yeah.
Drowning, yeah.
Exactly, like this feeling that you're desperate, nobody can really save you, and you're just in this sea, and there's a storm coming. And it's quite, in a way, a little bit sharp, because today it actually is happening, that people are on these boats and they're drowning in the same sea that I'm coming from, the Mediterranean. So
yeah.
I've heard somebody say that this sea is becoming like a graveyard, which is true. But then on the other hand, me personally, since my childhood, I have a really strong connection with that sea. It's the most beautiful thing I ever saw, for example.
Yeah.
So then that double comes, and for me, like the sea, that it's really beautiful and nice, but at the same time can really kill you.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little bit how I also see human nature. Oh, that's how I see a little bit the society nowadays. So there I see the relevance for today. That also, as we said before, this idea of Europe being almost this utopic place, but when people try to get saved and come over here, then Europe turns around and says no.
Nieuwsgierig naar Iliada's werk? Surf naar iliadagaralamboes.wordpress.nl. Info over Ground vind je op www.groundfestival.nl. Tot snel!